After a day of intense talks at the Élysée Palace, the Coalition of the Willing has reached an agreement.
Today, 26 countries have formally agreed, and some others still have to confirm their position. 26 countries have agreed to deploy troops as security guarantees, troops in Ukraine, which will be present on the ground, at sea, and in the skies, to bring that reassurance to Ukraine the day after a ceasefire or peace deal.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the agreement and expressed his gratitude for America's support.
We agreed that there will be a presence. I'm not yet ready to speak about the numbers, although to be honest, we already understand an approximate number of those who've already agreed. We're also discussing a matter which I believe will be further discussed. It's the backstop of America. We count on that. We are very grateful to America for supporting and being a part of the security guarantees for Ukraine.
The coalition concluded the talks with a call with US President Donald Trump. A White House official was quoted as telling reporters that Trump urged Europe to stop buying Russian oil and put pressure on China to punish it for funding Russia's war efforts. On Thursday morning, a spokesperson for the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the guarantees would be a springboard for provocation.
They're not guarantees of Ukraine's security. They're guarantees of danger to the European continent.
The Coalition of the Willing now looks to the US to formalize the plan in the coming days.